Moncrief on News Talk.
The new name for an old thing is micro-pettiness. Small acts of revenge that are so small, the victim might not even notice, perhaps making the revenge itself a bit pointless. News Talk's Why Can't People Grow Up correspondent Henry McKean has been out trying to find people who just can't let it go. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon.
So micro-pettiness isn't the same as just pettiness.
It's even smaller. So it could be something really, really small. For example, I love to steal pens. And here in the studio, you have a nice pen in front of you.
Yeah.
That might disappear. And I'll get
it great won't. Yeah.
satisfaction out of you not knowing where your pen is. So that would be kind of like micro pettiness. And the idea is there's three rules. It's got to be really, really small and subtle that you don't notice that I've done it. Also, it shouldn't make you feel too bad, but it should make me feel good about myself. So it's quite selfish.
Gosh.
And the thing is, I do it sometimes in traffic. For example, if I'm trying to get off a main road onto a secondary road, cars still try and pull out in front. So I kind of block them by moving forward, which is just my little win, my little petty micro win. Yeah. I suppose that's what it is.
And does it make you feel better?
Oh, absolutely. I felt fantastic. I did it this morning and I felt great. I think I stopped at least three cars from coming out, which sounds...
So if you were driving to work this morning, it was Henry McKean.
But they...
You're in the News Talk car when you're doing this.
But they're not supposed to pull out. They're supposed to wait for me to get off the road, and they pull out in front of me, and it's so dangerous when they do it because it just leaves me there stranded in the middle of the road. So I'm actually... doing what I should be doing, which is obeying the rules of the road. But God, that does sound so petty. But like sometimes you do get caught up in these really kind of petty moments. And we do speak to this particular guy who gets really, really micro-petty about ice cubes.
I had a neighbour from Howe. Very, very difficult. When my children's ball would go over the back, he wouldn't return it. And he really got under my skin. So... what I did was I froze weed killer into cubes.
Weed killer?
Weed killer into cubes. Threw it over the fence so that it was scattered little cubes of weed killer. So a few weeks later, I saw him out on his lawn looking at these tiny patches scattered randomly in his garden of dead grass.
And he had no idea?
No idea, and there was no trace. I knew if I threw water in or if I threw it as liquid, it would leave a trace. But these random ice cubes in the middle of summer, it gave me such pleasure.
And exactly, it's about that pleasure. It's about making yourself feel great and them feeling, you know, a little bit annoyed. And, you know, when it comes to micro-pettiness, do we all have it in us? These small things, they kind of trip us up and they annoy us, and we want to get our revenge, but we want to do it in a way we don't get caught.
Yes, I think everybody would love to just do something, just to be nasty and not get caught. My fear of that was that the children might see the ice cubes and think it was something to drink. So I was terrified that not to leave them too long in the freezer. So I think there's a lot, we just like to do something on somebody we know. It might be just to take their pen or to put something in their bin, you know, that isn't theirs, and we know they have to pay for it because the bin is charged by weight, and you think, So it makes you feel good without being overly nasty.
And footballs, they never return the footballs?
Yeah, never return the football or a shuttlecock or something really small. So I had to do something because you can't say anything to them, and I knew there was no point. So that just made me feel good.
Crikey. That's extraordinary.
Yeah,
I hope that neighbour didn't have a pet of any sort. If he had a dog or a cat,
The weed killer would
go out and give it an old lick, and boom, they're dead.
It's true, but I can understand that kind of micro pettiness. I was even would say microaggression because the guy's lawn got wrecked.
Wasn't that micro? Yeah, I would have thought. But I know. Okay, the neighbour's annoying, won't give back, and that's like poor form. Come on,
give the football back.
Give the football
or the shuttlecock.
And I know it could be annoying, but every now and again, even just chuck them back over the fence. But then this chap, the amount of energy and thought he put into how am I going to get my back on this guy? That requires a lot. That would eat you up inside.
I love the huge detail he's gone to. It's almost like a sort of mass murderer type plan.
It is. That's not to fame anyone, but you know, possibly a different set of circumstances, and God knows what he'd do to you. That's kind of frightening.
I think it's great, and if it gets you through the day, because there's lots of angry people out there.
But
really,
they can escalate, though. That's the difficulty. You do a small thing, and then you know a weed killer in your garden, and then he's the neighbor's bought a flamethrower,
and then it's passive aggressiveness, and then it's
aggressiveness.
Oh, I love a bit of aggressive aggressiveness. Yeah. Just get it out in the open.
Yeah, you might just as well, really, rather than all that stuff.
Knock on the neighbor's door and just say, "I hate you right now," and let's sort it out. You know, much better than ice cubes and weed killer. Just get it sorted.
Yeah.
Things can get worse. Things can escalate. Losing your car keys or switching off the broadband. Here is Paul Hayes. He's a tech PR expert. This is how he is micro petty.
I like to be slightly micro petty with my kids. If I know that they're ignoring me, I will switch the broadband off at the mains, whether they're gaming or watching YouTube or anything else that's there, and then let them have a good 20 minutes of pure panic.
So you switch it off on purpose when you perhaps want to get a little bit of petty revenge or something, and you won't tell them.
That's it. And it's actually just, you know, it's pathetic on my part because I'm just looking for their attention and love. So I don't know if it's micro pettiness, but it's definitely microaggression. It's aggressive. You know, come and hear from your father because the broadband's off. It must be like losing your ESB. God help us.
So 20 minutes, you get their attention, then you switch it back on.
Yeah, I will switch it back on for them then. But I'm hoping that they'll stay at that stage, that they've been inoculated long enough in the glory of my presence that they'll actually stay with me. Yeah.
For example, just as you said that today, the keys of the car are missing. Because they went out to get the water out of the car and didn't put them back in the same spot.
You can't find the car keys.
No, because she put them in the wrong spot. She doesn't know where she put them.
So who's she?
Me, missus.
Your missus. So how did you get into the city today?
I only live about 20 minutes away, so I just got the bus in.
So you had to get the bus.
But she can't remember where she put the keys. And we hang them on the door all the time so someone gets them. And this is so simple as just coming back in and putting them back on.
And is that an example of micro-pettiness? That you want them there? Do you think she did it on purpose to annoy you?
No. Just forgetting it, say.
And you're still annoyed about it?
No, I wouldn't be annoyed, but it just winds me up that they... Because when you walk in the door, the hook of stairs, put it on it. That's simple.
And do you have any kind of sort of petty micro moments in the home when it comes to, for example, the kids? You might do their washing, their ironing. All they have to do is put it in the drawer, and they can't even get there. No. It just stays.
Being in the empty cans and bottles down from the bedroom.
You don't like that?
No, don't like that.
Doesn't so they leave the cans and the bottles and
the cups? You go to the room, there'll be 6 or 7 cans there. And they're walking down to get another one and leave the empty cans.
And they just leave
there.
Yeah. And that, you don't like that?
No. It's not that I don't like it. It just annoys me.
Do they do it on purpose to annoy you?
No, laziness.
You don't think it's any kind of...
No, I think it's a laziness.
Micro pettiness.
No, I think it's more laziness that we allow them to do it.
Yeah. Like his kids are just horsing back cans of beer in the bedroom.
Well, it could have been cans of cola or something. But yeah, that happens in my house too. Lots of cups and cans left all
no,
over the
there's
place.
Always cups. Yeah, but that's just that's not micro anything.
It's
just being slobby. Yeah. That's all that is. Aidan says, I love swapping multicolored pen colors at work. Someone is critical of you, Henry. God, Henry, not even Tom Petty was that petty. Get a life. My friend never paid back the £5 I lent him in 1997. I feel better now for exposing him on the national airwaves, even though I haven't mentioned his name or anything. Well, I'm glad it's helped you. I throw out some of my husband's things if he leaves them lying around the place. He goes mad turning the place inside out looking for them, and I always act like I don't know where they are. Oh, gosh. He's going to suspect eventually. When you say things, what kind of things do you mean? Like, oh, that laptop shouldn't be there. I'll chuck that in the bin. My pal's next door neighbour were always complaining about something. So she hung up 7 or 8 pairs of her husband's old holy wife runs on a line that was right next to the neighbour's sitting room window, just over the fence.
Love it.
And left them there for a whole winter.
That's
very specific.
I
if you're the person who had to look at those terrible wife runs for an entire winter, we'd love to hear Because they would have frozen.
Yeah, they would have frozen.
And
started
to
rot.
If we had the weather like we've had recently, they would have frozen solid.
Yeah.
Then a big gust of wind comes along and starts slicing people's heads off. They are. That's quite dangerous. That is.
That's the definition of micro-pettiness.
Well, I don't know. I think it's a film script, which I own, by the way, if anyone's listening. Right. Okay.
But yeah, no, on that, I remember stealing socks. I lived in this house, a shared house in Sydney, in Australia, and I used to never have clean socks in the morning, and I didn't get on with my housemate, so I used to steal his socks, and he caught me one morning. At about 6 a.m., I used to work in a hotel on the early shift, and he looked out the window and went, "Henry, I've caught you!" And I got away with it for weeks. You know, it was micro-petty on his part and on mine, and I just want to take this opportunity to apologise.
Yeah. Mostly on yours, though, I'd say, really. You were stealing his socks, because you wouldn't wash your own socks.
I wanted clean socks.
Earlier on, because you got a takeaway coffee, but you didn't tip them.
I didn't tip.
Should you tip for a takeaway coffee?
No, I think you should leave something. You should leave 20 cents or 30 cents. And they didn't have one of those machines where you could, you know,
beep,
use an
they,
app or.
Yeah, but
they
want
to change. I just didn't have anything. And in fairness to the lady, she wasn't, I can't quite put my finger on it. She wasn't aggressive, but she was a little bit micro petty because she kind of sort of slammed down my, played on a credit card, I think. Imagine that. Buying a coffee on a credit card. How irresponsible. And I just got the impression that she wasn't happy that I didn't tip.
So well, maybe kind of she just wasn't happy in general.
Well, maybe
she's just standing there all day long. People are asking for, you know, a double mocha jack, a wackachino, you know, with an extra twist of blah, blah.
I just had a normal full-fat
just
cappuccino.
Get a coffee. Maybe she was just having a bad day.
No, absolutely. And back to motorway driving. The M50, micro-pettiness.
Yeah.
People cutting you off to leave the motorway, accelerating to go in front of you, to then brake, to then leave.
Yeah.
I mean, that isn't, I suppose I don't do anything to, you know, I just allow it to happen because otherwise there'll be a pile-up.
Yes, of course, yeah.
But
that's just bad driving.
That's just me giving out.
You have to drive a lot, so you're kind of more vulnerable to these kind of daily annoyances, I would have thought.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I definitely think it's men. Men are to blame for most of this behaviour, this selfish behaviour that leads to this kind of micro pettiness. And I've got to bring up the dishwasher, because I actually think the dishwasher is extremely micro petty. Here is a lady.
My real bugbear is them thinking they're being so generous to mummy and wifey and leaving all the dirty dishes just right on top of the dishwasher.
So they
just
leave
on
them
the counter instead of opening the door and actually putting them in.
And do you try and get your own back?
Oh, yeah. Odd socks rolled up.
Odd socks? You would do that?
I'd do that, yeah.
So you would deliberately get the socks?
Yeah, because it really annoys them.
And that would be your micro-pettiness, and you'd pretend it was an accident.
Yeah.
And are we all capable
of it? Or inside-out socks instead of putting them around the right way.
Inside-out. And being a mom, keeping the house going, obviously the partner and the children help out too.
Yeah, I do.
They do sometimes. Is it tempting, though, to get a little tiny micro-petty act in there somewhere?
What do you think, John? Sometimes do I get petty? He's pretending he can't talk. That's his micro petty act for stopping.
You've gone silent.
Silent.
Letting on his shy. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I don't get involved with people. I don't live near people, and I couldn't be arsed. I just live and let live is my sort of theory. And if it doesn't affect me, which it doesn't, because I live so far from everyone, life's grand.
So you live in the middle of nowhere?
I do, yeah. I'm a kilometre off the road, down a long avenue.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I'm bordered by the estuary. I don't see anyone if I don't want to.
So little petty things don't annoy you because you don't put yourself in a position to get annoyed?
No, exactly. One thing did kind of annoy me. I've got horses and a horse box, and I was leaving one day and I saw a guy in the cab of my lorry. He'd broken the window. So, I did get my own back on him, kind of. Financially.
Okay, but he didn't go into detail as to what he did.
He did, I just can't share it, which isn't fair.
Oh, okay, because that might be a bit, like, high course type stuff.
He's happy with the situation.
Okay, but his solution to it is that if you just have no contact with any other human beings, then you won't be exposed to
micro pettiness.
Yeah.
Or you can end up having an argument on your own with yourself. That's the other thing. If you're with yourself,
but then if you do kind of something spiteful to yourself, you'll know about it in advance. And so you go, aha, you stole my socks again, but I know it was you. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. Because it's just me.
Live alone.
My friend hid her husband's new passport when it came into the letterbox so he wouldn't go on holidays with her and the kids.
Wow.
That's not micro. That's pretty macro, really. I wonder, are they still together? When I lived with housemates, I swear one of them used to put that on the dishwasher with one plate in it just to annoy me. Well, that would be annoying. But also what that woman was saying about... Because that happens in here. If you go into the micro kitchen here in Newstock, you will see an enormous mound of cups.
You will.
And you will also see a dishwasher, which you can open and see it's empty.
Yeah.
It's and I don't know.
So true.
They should have a training course here to tell people what a dishwasher is.
And how to use the micro kitchen.
As the name implies, what it's for. And, you know, that kind of... What is it, like a few centimetres you have to move your arm to get it in there?
It's no effort. And it's sheer laziness. And on that, we used to have a colleague, he's no longer with us. Well, he's still alive.
Yeah.
He used to get so angry about it. He'd put all the china and all the bowls and all the plates and cups straight into the bin. I saw him do it. It was the definition of micro pettiness.
Okay,
I'll give you his name in a minute.
That's tantrum time. A work colleague was always reading my newspaper without asking. So to retaliate, I filled his umbrella with shredded paper and paper clips and fastened it back. Took 2 weeks for the next rainy day, but my revenge was worth it.
Wow. That is
I wonder,
did
they know, though? That's yeah,
just say get
that's
your own paper.
Pure straight-out revenge rather than actually saying it. Are mental health professionals any good, Henry? Can they kind of get us out of this loop of endless revenge all the time?
Yeah, I think...
Like a bad Western.
The advice is don't let it get to you. Here is Leisha Redmond McGrath, chartered work and coaching psychologist.
What it seems to me is that all of these acts of micro pettiness have at their root cause an imbalance of power, where the women in this case seem to feel put out by the behaviour of the men in their lives or the other people who are seemingly causing them pain. And what they're trying to do is some little act of pettiness that gives them a little bit of a thrill to feel like they have the upper hand, but that doesn't cause any real, damage to the relationship. What I would say is, these could potentially get out of hand, I think, if they're harmless enough and nobody really notices and makes you feel a bit better in the short term, then fine. But what I would definitely advocate as a little bit more of an adult response is to name it, to not expect people to read the tea leaves, to actually be able to name what's going on for you and just be able to state quite clearly what your needs are in the situation, and to have a more adult conversation about it rather than engaging in these pettiness. I think where a lot of relationships can come into difficulty is when people are assuming that each party understands what it's like for the other. And sometimes there's just no knowledge there at all. So maybe it's a case of being the bigger person here and naming what's going on for you, taking responsibility for your own feelings, your own emotions and your own actions. Of course, a little joke here or there, or a silent smirk to yourself is fine. But if it goes on and on and on, then I would definitely advocate for a little bit more of an adult response.
But how can you be adult when the other person is so annoying? That's the difficulty,
I think,
really.
We need to stay in
tune. You're caught in the loop then of that kind of stuff. Once you really start to care of it, they have the hooks in you. And that's what drives you mad. Mm-hmm. My sister has four sons and a husband. One day she dumped all the socks in the house and bought packets and packets of black socks. Problem solved. Good one.
Good idea.
I applaud her. That's a genius idea.
Just dump them all.
Yeah, just get rid of them all. Yeah. And
just
so everyone has black socks. And then there's no such thing as unmatching socks anymore. Or I assume, like, the rest of our family go around saying, "Mom, I can't find the other yellow sock," or whatever it is. If I want to instantly annoy my dad, all I have to do is slightly mispronounce the name of my family home. He absolutely hates it, lol, and he has no idea I do it intentionally. It's like having a superpower. Gosh. Micro pettiness, says Kieran, this is on Twitter, feels like a label designed to make the petty individual feel better about themselves.
Oh, it's all about that.
Pegging ice cubes of weed killer into another's garden doesn't sound like a micro anything. Yeah. Yeah.
It's borderline.
Yeah.
It absolutely is borderline.
Yeah.
And like that, I used to steal this guy's can of Coke in the fridge in the shared house. He'd always have a cold can in Australia. And I used to guess it and drink it just before he came home and then deny it was me.
Was it just the two of you in this place?
There was about 20 of us. It was basically a squat.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. So you could get away with that. But he probably did know it was you.
I used to live under the stairs, but yes, he probably did. Yeah.
He didn't know you were there. Ask the man under the stairs. Go away. Yeah, sorry. So.
But yeah, it can become bigger and bigger. And I think it definitely is. It's communication. I mean, don't bottle it up. Have it out with whoever you've fallen out with. Do not do all these silly, petty things. Anyway, here is a painter, decorator. And yeah, he's talking about his wife.
If you weren't walking and she was walking, she comes home and you're just sitting on the couch, you know what I mean? And she's looking around.
And the house is messy.
And the house is messy and there's no dishes done, there's no beds made, there's nothing done, you're just sitting there. And then she just starts going bananas at you, you know what I mean? Little things like that, or hang the washing out, or even if you're in a restaurant and you do something and she'll go, oh, don't be embarrassing me and all this type of stuff, you know what I mean? Something that would be petty that would annoy me. It's like if you're working and you're doing it. Just I used to be a painter and decorator, so if I had someone working with me and I'm looking at them and I go, oh, Christ, would you ever, come on. You know what I mean?
Like, you'd want them to hurry
up. I'd want them to hurry up, if you know what I mean.
Finish
like
the job.
If you're cutting in, they're taking too slow or things like that, you know what I mean? Or you're doing something and they're doing the opposite of what you're saying, if you know what I mean.
And do you think they're doing that on purpose?
It could be just self-conscious with them. Do you know what I mean? I'd be self-conscious myself sometimes. You know, if you go into a new job or whatever and you're self-conscious, oh, will I not? Because I'm one of those that if I see something, I'll do it, you know.
So they're waiting for you to give them instruction?
It'll be not waiting on me to give them an instruction. It'll be, come on, like...
You want them to hurry up.
You can't be that daft.
You can't be, yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't be that stupid. You know?
And are you micro-petty? Are those small things you try to get revenge on people?
It's not revenge. I hate people repeating themselves. Do you know, if your wife or your girlfriend or family or whatever, you go into them and you're talking to them and they're coming back to stuff that you've been talked about before.
And you're like, come on, move on.
Come on, you have to get by all that. You know what I mean? Come on, like... Do you know what I mean? There's nothing else to be talking about. There's been nothing else on your mind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we know what you mean. He said that quite a lot.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I used to purposely make loads of noise coming home from nights out to wake my housemates. Their alarms woke me every morning, so it was the revenge I needed. How dare they have jobs while you're out in the tear every night of the week. Henry, thanks a million, as ever.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.